Yo, that fucking video was mad. Yo, the lights help with the video, though.
Yeah, it do.
All jokes.
It do.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I was trying to queue up. We live right now. What's up, people? Yours truly, DJ Nice on the check-in. I know they're like, yo, ain't no music. Nah, don't worry about that. The point of it is, though, I was trying to pull up some new music.
But then?
For my man, Shy Stimuli in Red Letters. He sent it to me. But then I remembered it's not out yet.
You about to even get the cursed fool guy.
Yo, because I haven't even... the funny part is I haven't even responded to the text where you say, yo, I'm going to check it out. I didn't even let him know what I thought of it yet. And here I go ready. But that's a sign of how much I like
it. Yeah, about to say, that's
you know
a good
what I'm
sign.
Saying? It's a good sign. Yeah. So, welcome back to the Pause for Applause show. Yours truly, DJ Knots on the check-in. So much more than the DJ out here just doing my thing. Alongside my partner in crime.
Will, what up, though? Professional shit talker extraordinaire, love of the culture and the people, and everything about it. What up,
Indeed, indeed, man. So once again, yeah, shout out to Shy Stimuli. Red Letters, it's a new project. It's called Barrage or Bar Rage. I ain't figured that part out yet. But it's spelled B-A-R-R-A-G-E.
I see what they do.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. But you don't see what they doing because you ain't heard it yet. It's like they took it.
But I haven't heard, but I see.
Damn.
Triple entendre is going on.
Listen, triple may be underrated.
Quadruple
maybe,
entendre.
I'm not even playing, son.
Can you do it?
Listen, they've done it in those songs. All right, I'm gonna stop talking about it until I'm allowed to talk about it. But I'm just saying that was an unexpected gift. So I think it's dropping some point later this month. I got to check with him and find out. But in the meantime, man, what's going on with you?
Chilling, bro, man. Happy to be here, bro. Enjoyed my Labor Day weekend.
Hey,
at the house.
Did you do any labor though?
No.
All right, cool.
Not man.
Yeah. You know that's what I told.
As they say in the South, yeah. Not man.
That's what I told Q. I was like, yo. Why are you throwing a Labor Day barbecue and you don't do no labor?
First of all, nigga. I already know how it started.
Yo, it's like, the funny part is, it's like he expected it. Yeah. So he was like, nah, I got to do. I got. He said, yo, I got to give back to the people who are out here laboring. Word. And I was like,
yeah, I appreciate
that
y'all.
Was a good one.
Keep paying your taxes.
That was a good one because, you know, I mean, keep paying your taxes. Keep being able to pay your taxes. That's the other thing.
Oh man!
But yeah, nah. Labor Day was dope. It's good to hear that part. Did you do anything outside of the house?
Nah, bro. I really, really relaxed. I had my children this weekend, so got to spend time with them.
The babies.
Yeah, man. For the first time in a little while, because I had took a weekend off because I was sick and I wasn't positive about what was going on. So just to be on the safe side. But yeah, I got to spend time with them this weekend, and that was dope, man. Just when you don't see the kids in a while, bro,
it's different. It's
boy,
different.
That hug be different.
It's different.
That hug be different. When
it's like, yo, where you
wild.
Been? Yeah, what
like,
you been doing?
You getting big. and I'm all like teary eyed about it, looking at me like that. It's just a couple of weeks.
they don't get
like
it.
Like, you got it, chill.
They don't get it.
Nah, they don't.
They don't get it at all, sir.
Man, they don't get it.
But nah, I'm glad to hear you enjoyed that because, like I said, I've been there.
Yeah, man.
So I understand when it's like when you don't see it. No, I only got one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let me tell you. That tell you already about the college thing? I think I told you. All right, I'm gonna tell the people.
But you had one again though. You
Listen. I went back down there again. So when I dropped her off, when we dropped off, me and her mother, the boyfriend went down there to drop her off. It was just like it's a lot of light. I know. We gonna work it out. I was trying to do it so we can do all that. Yeah, the light is crazy. Yeah, I flipped that around. So anyway, long story short, yeah, when it came to doing that, when it came to dropping her off, of course you would do that late. I was real hype about it, right? Because, you know, that was a big moment for me dropping off at college. Same thing I was talking about before. But I was cool up until the last 10, 15 minutes. That's when it started, you know, hitting the thug. You know what I mean? It was just like, yo, what you going to do?
Pollen count, man. Hi.
Listen. It's something about...
It's mad dander out here. Yo.
Yeah, they dand in the air, dandelions, all of that. All the danders was in the building.
Somebody got a cat. Yeah. My eyes watering.
Listen, man. So that was a moment. So yeah. I was asking if anybody had warned you because nobody warned me. And I talked to a lot of fathers who taking their kids to college. They ain't warned me about the last 10, 15 minutes, so I'm hot about that. I've been letting them know how I feel about that.
I knew you was going to take the hit, because I was like, yo, how'd you do? Man, I was all right, bro.
I was all right.
And I wasn't.
So I was good.
I was good.
Until I wasn't. Until I wasn't, you know. It was just something about that. Yeah, she put her head on my shoulder, and we walk in, and then it was just a rap, yeah. So it was just like, yo, what is going on? And that.
Get off of me. I'm a thug.
And the crazy part that would made even worse after I dropped her off, is like when you realize, yo, wait, she's not coming back with me. You know what I mean? She's here to get dropped off for real. Because we're so busy worried about getting to make sure she had everything she needed. She's comfortable.
Right.
You just going.
Right.
And then it's just like, quiet.
Like, wait.
Where are these crickets coming from? Yeah. Like, what is this? Yeah, so doing that and then in the drive back, it was weird.
That reflection, bro.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm telling you
as a favor. I already know.
I know we're early. I know I'm early on it.
I know.
But and you plus, can never you know, say. I never told
I
you.
I am a super sucker for my kids, bro. Oh, so you know me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry at everything.
Yeah.
Like, it don't even matter. I'm definitely that dad.
Yeah.
I am crying, bro.
Yeah, son. It was something else.
I'm going to embarrass you. I'm probably going to cry right in front of everybody. So my kids already know, though.
But at least they know.
Yeah, it's coming. The waterworks are coming.
Raheem Booker, what up, Jay?
Yep.
All right, so, man, let's get to the business.
Let's get to it, man.
Let's get to the business.
Let's start on a super positive note.
Let's do that.
Super positive note, man. I don't know if you got a chance to catch the a couple of things that happened this week. It was with Fab and also with 50.
Where's Fab from again? Quick checking. I was just asking. Because the people may not know.
Fab's from Brooklyn. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Okay, just making sure. But anyway, so what did him and this guy from somewhere else
do? He gave out a little five, man. 50 gave out
Don't do that.
Man. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'll fuck with Fab. You know I'm a fan. Yonkers beat you up. But I mean.
Whoa.
I'll fuck with Fab, though. I mean, it is. That's not even an argument anymore. That's the one versus there was no argument.
Can you say focus on that?
Day and Jay and Xenia had went out. And, like, did some good, like, pulled up to a couple of fast food restaurants. So, Fab and him pulled up to a Checkers and actually just, like, called and said, let me get everybody to the window and started handing them, like, $5,000 a piece.
Mm.
It's kind of that type of give back and surprising and blessing somebody like that. And then
$5,000 a piece?
A piece. Like, not $5,000
at
total.
At Checkers?
At Checkers.
Like, Checkers is small, but Checkers could hold, like, 48 people
48.
on inside.
So, yeah, he started giving out $5,000. And then Fifth pulled up to a Burger King with Jay as well, and he started handing out money.
Same guy?
Same guy. Both of them was on hand, just handing out money through the window.
All right, we gotta figure
and
that out.
And it says 50s was in. I was wondering if it's the same Burger King that's in the hood, like it's in Southside, like around the corner from his grandmother crib.
Call Carl.
Let me give him a call.
Yeah, call him and ask him.
Let me call him on live real quick. Now I was wondering if the same one because there's one that's right there on the right off of the South Conduit, right near his old crib.
Word.
So I'm assuming, I'm guessing it was that one.
Okay.
But nah, just dope to give back and man, just I mean, let your presence be felt and let you know that rappers ain't just all the negative stereotypes that we see. You know what I mean? They do some good stuff as well. So I thought that was dope to see. That was
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that was my awesome.
A lot of good stuff.
That was my awesome hip hop like being great fucking moment of the week for me. I was dope to see that. I like that a lot.
So shout out Fab, shout out 50. Like I said, they both hold on. Turn this around because I'm being an amateur. The thing about both of them.
Camera,
yeah, I know. You got to get on team iPhone. Look at you. He's over here trying to voice mess. Anyway. The thing about Fab and 50 is.
Definitely paused. I don't know.
don't worry about it. The thing about Fab and 50 is they both give back a lot, like on a regular basis. So I was good to see that. And good to hear that, you know what I mean? Because I missed. That's like I saw a piece of the 50 joint on there, but that was it. I don't know what's going on.
Said I don't know what you did just now.
Yeah,
we have technical difficulties. Anyway. I just tore up that iPhone.
That's all good.
You're welcome.
That's all good. We can come right back.
Nah, 50. You were saying about 50, my boy.
You know, no, I was just saying that 50 has been doing it for Genius.
Been great. One of the greatest boroughs.
He's had a great influence from being from Queens and understanding that. How do you feel about people who say artists are very opportunistic when they do stuff? I'm not saying Fab and 50 are like that. I already know because I've already seen the history.
Yeah.
But a lot of people be like, well, 50 got a new show coming out. Power Book 2, he made that. May have been some press. You know what I mean? So how do you feel about that?
And
people don't want to ever
I'm all for just doing something good, man. That's just it for me. Like, do something good. Is there some level of being opportunistic in it? Of course there is. I mean, I'd be foolish to say there's none of that involved at all.
You think so?
I'm not saying necessarily with him. I'm just saying that sometimes it is. Like, I don't necessarily love when somebody's giving back and they immediately got to pull out a camera to do it.
You don't like that?
I don't necessarily love that.
That's interesting.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, it depends on what, I guess, what you're doing. Like, if that's, like, the, what you're building a company that's about that, then I don't think that's necessarily just, like that level of clout chasing. I don't see it like that. I just think it's, I'm sorry, bro. Doing something good, man, I'm always going to salute that part of it.
Right.
Like, whatever that secondary thing is to go along with it, if y'all want to criticize that, feel free. But I'm all about the give back of it. I love that part. I mean, if you want to film it, it's your life. Do it. But just, hey, give back. Do something good.
Is there a way that you can tell when people are being more genuine?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
way?
I think all of that's just going to be a matter of opinion, how you feel about that person. You know what I mean? You might have somebody who just hate 50 and be like, oh.
No. Who can hate 50?
Everybody. T.I. No, I'm just like,
wow.
I'm joking, wow. Tip. I'm just telling the truth, Tip. You know I fuck with you.
You think he don't hate 50, son. I just think he want 50 to take on the challenge.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why is 50 scared?
That's well, what we're first at of all, I don't know why you pull scared 50 out there.
How is he not scared?
He's not scared, bro.
All right.
Niggas from Queens don't get scared, B. Nah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a second on that one.
My fault, I had a flashback. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm going to let you. You good?
You all set, my nigga? Like, everything all right? All
right. I'm going to say this part of it because that was wild. Yeah. I almost forgot my point. Yo, so right. So my point being is this. When it comes to people like that and when it comes to verses, mm-hmm. and we're going to transition to verses because, you know, I'll be tossing it up. Ooh, like that.
Look at him.
Same time. The thing of it is, why is he not accepting T.I.'s challenge? In your opinion.
My opinion. I don't think Fifth cares about music that much anymore. But Hit me up.
Y'all hear this, people?
Nah. What's the last 50 record you really feel like he just put some, like, he was trying to, like, real, like, he just don't, like, he don't care about it. He got too much other stuff. And then, like, I don't think, the only person I think he would have done it with was Snoop. I think he would have did it with Snoop. Yeah, not because he, Snoop.
Why, because they friends? Like,
that's it. Because he likes, like, who else in hip-hop does 50 even, like, associate with or, like, care for? Like, that he don't like none of them.
I watched the video today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent it to me. Shout out G-Man because they sent it to me. And it was a coach, a new coach of Duke's women's basketball team. Mm-hmm. And she was saying the difference between working hard and competing. Like, you can make people work hard. People can make you work hard. But you can't make someone compete. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Gotcha. And it made me think, why does 50 not want to compete anymore? Because that's what he's doing.
I think he's running. I think he's just in a different arena now. So maybe you want to play checkers, and I want to play chess. Maybe I'm your boss, and you work on my show.
But what has 50's whole thing been? He calls people out, and then he says.
He does. Hey, I love it. I love the back and forth. Okay. I love the back and forth. But if you think you're going to possibly beat 50 at being a bigger asshole, sir, nobody's winning that versus.
That's just the bait.
Nobody's winning that versus.
He's trying to put him on that versus screen.
He's trying to put him out there, but that's not going to work. You're not going to peer pressure 50.
The more I think about this, the more it's blowing my mind.
Right? And he won't do
because Brandy versus Monica.
Yeah.
1.2 million people watched that.
That was super contentious. And I don't know. Did everybody notice that?
No, you're trying to deflect. Don't do that. Why would 50 not want to have access to 1.2 million people listening to your music?
I don't think that's his thing. Like, and he don't like Tia.
All right, I give up. Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't like you.
Just say the nigga's scared. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like him. Like, yo, you remember when T.I. first got in trouble and he was calling him a snitch and calling him all kind of crazy names?
I do.
Like, why you want to get in there with him?
Maybe you want some get back. It's possible.
Yeah, good luck. Does anybody think T.I. didn't say anything?
I don't think he did. I don't think he snitched. Not even on the lowest levels of Tekashi. Okay. I don't think he did.
No, I'm not going to compare him to that guy.
Well, I said the lowest levels. Oh, you see what I'm saying? Because he was on.
Yeah.
12,000.
Tell you what, bro, I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of charges that just
they didn't go away. Like, he did time. Like, acting like he just walked out, skipped to my loose style.
Go get in some illegal, just a whole a cabin of illegal guns.
But that's what money do. You see what I'm saying?
That's true too.
Because what you're doing right now, you're speculating.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Also, T, I did do a video saying, hey, y'all can call 1-800-CRIME-STOPPERS and
That's good energy, though, son. That's all that is. That's community service without having to call it community service.
It's also called the snitch outline.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. See, this is how Queens got. This is what Queens gets since. Come on,
I'm just telling you what it's called. It's all right. I like to.
We're not doing that.
Nah, I ain't killing Tip. I'm playing.
All right, so here go the real question.
Tip, I'm fucking with you for the pod, bro.
Here we go for the question.
Nah, but I would like to see it. Actually, I think Tip will win.
Oh, we know he will. That's the whole point.
No, yo, fam. All right, now we got to go. Hey, Tip, you're going to win the first 10, and 50 is going to slap the shit out of you in the last 10.
See, now you're just talking crazy.
I'm not.
All right. I mean, you got to represent, so I get it.
No. What album does Tip have that's better than Get Rich or Die Trying?
We're talking about individual music.
What three songs does he have that's way, better than anything? What is he going to play when he plays Ghost Shorty? What he going to play?
He can play.
He can play
whatever you like. He could do that.
And that's better than that record?
I didn't say that, but okay. I'm saying he can play.
I got the big joker. What you going to have? What you playing?
But it's 20 rounds. So
I gave him the first 10. I don't think he got. Yo, What Up Gangsta is a better record than fucking what's the name?
Like it just whatever said, you like?
Yes.
That's debatable. It's debatable. Like
and
I said.
And that's an intro. That's not even really a record.
That's a record. Don't do that. We know that's a record. I played that today. That's a record.
Nah, it is. I would like to see it, though. It'll be entertaining. Would like to see it.
I know it'll be entertaining. That's why I'm like, yo, 1.2 million. Yo, if.
I don't think they would get that one. I
know the 1.2 was special because it was Monica and Brandy. Like, that's 20 years coming.
They had a VP candidate coming. Or
call it that. I get that. But the point of it is, they can at least get 700,000. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do some numbers. So you trying to tell me you're turning down 750,000 people listening to your joints and whatever else you promoing at the time. Like you said, he's in other areas. Yeah. You know what I mean? How many people still don't know that he's the one behind For Life? You know what I mean? The ABC show.
I don't know that.
See what I'm saying? A lot of people don't. I promise you they don't.
I'm about to say they don't follow him. They go on social media.
I don't follow him either. But, you know.
That nigga, fam.
Listen.
He will not. He tags that shit in everything.
You know he got a new.
That nigga look up a going selfie. That shit going to say Bronson Cognac.
Bronson Cognac,
Real Life,
right.
Power Book 2.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out Cash.
What's the other shit
Bronson
that he got?
Bronson Cognac.
Yeah, what's the other one that he got T.I. going? He got a CBS show coming out. And that's the one T.I. is going to be on.
Oh, see what I'm saying? So they play. Wait a minute. T.I. is on a show.
I'm your boss. You ain't see the post with 50.
I don't follow his Instagram.
50 put out some post and goes, "Hey man, listen, just I'm not doing it. Basically, hey, don't be late for work." Yo, fam, that's what I said. Yo, being an asshole, you're not gonna be able to defeat him. Like you just not like yo. It just says asshole shit like that. You like,
but it's, if it's true, I respect.
Yeah, that dude's such a dick.
If it's true, I respect it though.
But the fact that I will say the fact that you even put him on the show means you don't hate the dude.
Nah, he knows about the money. Yeah. He's been through too much.
Nah, and Tip actually, and most of the shit I see Tip and I actually like him. Be honest.
That's what I'm saying. So we need to get this popping.
No, it's not. It's not ever going to happen. 50's not ever going to do it.
All right. That was one dream. But, you know, it's just hard seeing those type of numbers and not
it would be dope. I would like to actually. That would be super entertaining. I'd love to watch it, but it ain't never going to happen.
So let me ask you this. What are your most memorable verses? Because we like 18 deep into the verses right now.
Memorable moments.
Which ones are your most memorable battles? I mean, if you got moments, that's even better. But just certain battles, because we done seen a lot during this quarantine
fave,
time.
My fave still to this point is the Buju and Bounty one.
Right.
So that
not Buju, Beanie.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Beanie. Yeah. No disrespect. Yeah. That was my favorite one so far.
We do need a Buju one, but that's another.
My favorite
Buju be better.
My favorite moment was is Jada drunk. That nigga was smashed, bro. Jada was finished. That was my favorite moment, though. The Monica and Brandy one was kind of, it was weird to me because I kind of feel like they were taking little small jabs at each other.
But they weren't, though.
Fam.
They weren't.
If they weren't. They
weren't.
Sure looked like it.
I don't think they were because I watched it.
Women are just good. They're way better stuff like that. Like,
yeah. But I don't think.
It was definitely there. Like, I just did this little number here when I was 9 years old.
But that's once again, competition. That's what
there was just little stuff that was like, I worked with Babyface and he said I had a voice of an angel. And like they were just doing stuff
was
like
that.
Was
she lying though?
Fam,
once again.
They used to be made. Oh, man. Now it was good though. I actually enjoyed their verses.
So you watched it?
Yeah, I did. I caught it.
Are you watching Patti LaBelle versus it? I'm just
I love them. Queens and all of that. I love them.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, not doing it?
Nah. I don't see that.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all.
We're not picking up.
I love you. Or the verses that, as I like to call it, sweet potato pie versus chicken and waffles.
That's funny. That is funny. That is, hold on. That's funny.
Patty pies versus chicken and waffles.
I hadn't even thought of it that way.
Hey, yo, if y'all make a meme, can I get tagged in it at least?
They're going to take that one because, yeah,
oh, that's getting stolen. Listen. I already know. I shouldn't put it out there.
Oh, man.
Gold. You're welcome.
That is Instagram gold right there.
You're welcome. At least give me get some credit in there.
I mean, it ain't going to happen, but, you know, it sounds good. No, all right, so let's get off of Versus because, you know, they ain't cutting the check.
More good news.
Oh, you got more?
Oh, Charlamagne.
Who? I'm just playing. Charlamagne. What are you talking about? Let's hear the good news.
Charlamagne is actually launching the first black curated podcast network.
Is he?
Yeah, he's linking up with iHeartMedia. And they're launching, actually, it's going to be dope, bro. According to, like, the, I'm gonna let you finish. Saying that the it's called the Black Effect Podcast Network. It's going to be the world's largest publisher dedicated to black listeners.
What up, Josh?
Whatever that means. What does that mean?
What was the term?
It's the world's largest podcast publisher dedicated to black listeners.
You know what it sounds like to me?
Go.
And this is my first time hearing about it.
Yes.
It sounds like he's getting a 10% label deal. That's what it sounds like to me. Because he's staying, and I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. Like I said, once again, I'm going off of how this sounds.
How it sounds. You're
still dealing with the people you work for, and yeah, it's like when Biggie gave Lil Kim a record label, and seasoned them record. It's like, here you go.
That term partnership be so loosely used.
Oh my gosh, like, so much in it. It's such a loaded
It is.
Comment.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot of,
that's what
it's like swimming in peanut butter when you say like it could be a partnership and you can have 20% and I could have 80 and it's still a partnership.
It's still partnership, bro.
Like, so I'm not saying it's that either.
Right.
I don't want to shit on.
So let me
it's a big deal either way. I like it, but I guess it just seems odd coming on the heels of what the whole issue they had with Jose Boudin
had to say about it. You know what I mean? So it's I mean, but if you're gonna respond, you gotta respond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if it is that, do you still think it's a good move for him?
I don't think it's a bad one. I just think a lot of times.
Do you think it's a good move for him?
For Charlamagne?
Yeah.
For really? Him. For him, yes.
But chances are he still doesn't have ownership. This goes back to our Nick Cannon conversation.
What the argument was about.
Of who actually owns
Wild 'N Out.
And how did you lose, if you lost control of it, like you said, how does that happen?
Mm.
It's kind of like the same situation to me, only because you created something, you have an entity, you're going into something, having full control, because he could have went, Charlamagne could have went a bunch of other places. So...
And it's hard to speak because we basically speculating. We speculate
on top of speculating.
On speculation.
Right.
But I don't know what I don't even know if this is, and I don't know. It could be anything. I mean, I don't know that iHeart didn't approach him and say, hey, we got a bunch of these.
JP, what up?
We got to purchase a bunch of these like urban, like podcast joints. We want to launch it. We'd actually like to put you in charge of it and just like, do some type of partnership with you. Like I don't know how it was presented. I don't know if it was Charlamagne's thing and he talked to them and said, "Hey, I want to."
I don't know what happened. Stop playing.
I don't know.
Stop. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Talk to me.
What happened was Charlamagne went to his bosses and he's like, "Yo, my big brother Joe said y'all playing me, so we gonna need to work this out."
So I watched the old Dame Dash interview.
Yeah, I watched the old Dame Dash interview. Now it clicked. Yeah. A light bulb went on. I'm just playing. I'm joking. Nah. Mostly. Kind of, sort of.
80-20. 80-70-30.
I'll be generous to say that. But that's what I'm saying. Like you said, the timing is one thing. And also, what does it exactly mean? Now, I like it because Charlamagne has always reached out to other creators, people. And even when he was on MTV.
That's true.
Even before then, when he was doing radio in Philly, he would do that type of stuff. So I can see the opportunity can create. You know what? That's it. That's all I got to say. He creating opportunities. I'm going to stop hating. That's it.
I mean, I just, like I said, I like the idea of it. So I don't want to assume the worst or assume something negative about it. I'm just going to be happy that something was done and hopefully it leads to more greatness for our culture.
It will.
Our culture.
It will. It may lead to more contract. Let me stop.
Yikes.
I'm not being positive.
Yo.
Let me be accurate once again. I'm sorry. But the good part about all of this is people are really paying attention to what the potential that the podcast
can't be ignored
has.
No more.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't even know how they were ignoring it before. Like, not only that, man. It's like, it's us.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all see it. Melanin popping.
That melanin been popping. Kings and queens out here creating, giving y'all real stuff so y'all can understand. Yeah.
See us? We can't be denied.
Nah, it's only a matter of time, G. And they need to, well, not need to, they need to continue to understand everybody follows us. Right. It's like I tell the kids that when I do the mentoring, we the trendsetters, we the market makers. Listen, we
all that.
We move the needle in so many different ways.
Everything, bro.
Right. But before we keep clapping ourselves on the shoulders, but I feel like that's all. I feel like that needed to be said, especially when it came off of everything else that's going on.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you about your NBA people. Can you talk to? Can we talk to the people?
Talk to the people. Listen, no, don't.
Corey, what up?
Talk to me about the NBA people. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a question for you now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So Steve Nash got hired by the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Speaking of melanin,
Steve Nash has no business in Brooklyn, but that's another story.
Shit, I don't know, bro. Shit, they might look at black folks in Brooklyn now. Like, what you doing over there? Downtown Brooklyn is not downtown. It's not Brooklyn downtown no more, bro.
You know what? Steve Nash belongs in Brooklyn.
Exactly.
Gentrified Brooklyn deserves Steve Nash.
Walk your cock-a-doodle and fucking get your latte.
That's it. That's
You've got nine coffee houses on one street.
Oh my.
Out of here, bro.
And they're all full. Yeah. Ain't none of y'all working. But
the Wi-Fi's not working. What's wrong with your Wi-Fi?
I'm not getting the same transfer rate. So what do you think about? What do you think about the move?
I think he was getting killed because people were kind of calling it the white privilege on the whole thing, calling it out.
Wait. White privilege because of what? He got hired as a coach?
Because he got hired with no experience in coaching at all.
It's Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Two-time MVP.
Yeah.
The whole league.
Don't even get me started on that.
Two continents love him.
Have two. Like, I'll give him one. I shouldn't have two, but
that's who should have got the other one?
Nigga, Shaq has one.
Shaq only got one MVP?
One.
And Steve Nash got two?
Two.
All right, call it back.
Got it. That's right. Come on, fam. Give me a break. But that's not what we're talking about. Don't get me cracked up.
We're Rod throwing that. Get Rod throwing
that
the
horn. That was white privilege. Fuck this coaching job. That damn second MVP was white privilege.
Oh, that's anyway. Good. Yo, that's a good point. Digital brand MVP, coach. Yeah. I'm going to come back to that in a second, digital brand. But go ahead.
I don't mind him getting a shot. I mean, he's worked in organizations, and he's a Hall of Fame fucking player. Two-time MVP, like you said. I mean, he could do it. And I ain't had nobody calling that damn shit out when Jason Kidd got his job right after he left the NBA. Like, he retired, and the next year, the year started, he was the head coach.
Jason Kidd retired at 47. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was a little bit.
Now, I get that part. But Steve Nash, old as shit, too. He just ain't coached.
He ain't coached. That's
but
what I'm saying.
But he's done more in front offices than Jason Kidd had when he stopped playing.
But Jay Kidd knows players. Look how he changed.
No players,
look how he turned Milwaukee around. Milwaukee would not be where they're at right now if it wasn't for Jason Kidd and with the work he did. Let's get that straight now.
I'll shoot him some bail.
Listen,
for
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what. Let me tell you the best coaching job Jason Kidd did, and he wasn't even a coach yet.
Oh shit!
You already know where I'm going.
I know. Go ahead.
Listen, the way he got Carmelo to play defense in New York.
Yo, chill, man.
Yo, his best playoff performance.
Always go back to the fucking Knicks.
But it always goes back to the Knicks. But it's a true statement.
Yeah, you know.
So
that was a good year for
us. It was our last good year.
54 wins.
That was our last good year. That's what I'm saying. So
if you got Jason Kidd, dunk and ended our year, bro. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can we focus?
I'm emotional now. It's too late, bro.
Listen,
you ripped the scab off.
But that's what Jason Kidd did, though. So he definitely deserved a shot. And he went to Milwaukee. He didn't go to Brooklyn. He went to Milwaukee. Milwaukee was, I don't want to call them bums.
Nah, he was in Brooklyn first.
They were on the lower half of what the NBA was looking at.
No, but he was in Brooklyn first, though.
Who?
Jay Kidd.
Where?
He was in Brooklyn first.
He wasn't coaching wait a minute. He coached Brooklyn before he went to Milwaukee? Is my memory that bad?
Hey, man.
I mean, call it out if that's what it is.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, what up? Carl, what's good?
Nah, he deserves a shot. I wasn't terribly mad at Steve Nash because he has done like consulting and he has done while he hasn't run a team, he's done private coaching sessions with KD and players like that. And you already know if KD and Kyrie are not signing off on it, you're not getting that job. Because they're the reason they lost that coach in the first. They're the reason Kenny Atkinson is gone.
Yeah, man.
But fuck all that.
You can't have two divas on the same team.
When is Giannis coming to the Knicks? See that? Now you don't crack this Knicks talk up.
There we go.
When is Giannis coming? Yo, Giannis, get out of there, bro. You're never going to win there. Out of Milwaukee, bro. No disrespect to Wisconsin, man. Y'all make great cheese. Yo, get out of there, bro.
Ramirez, what up? You're saying a lot right now, sir. That's
get out of there,
saying,
Giannis.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Come to the Big Apple, man. Come to Death Row.
I mean, I'm not. We the Death Row in this situation?
You tired of Mike Boonholzer all in your videos? Shootings in Kenosha. Yo, man, get out of there, bro.
I don't like how you threw that in.
Nah,
there.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, let's come on.
Hey, I take that one back.
Thank you, man. Come on. I used to date this girl named Kanat. Well, never mind. It's another story.
Whoa.
We're not doing that.
Don't do that to that woman.
We're not gonna do that.
oh,
all right. Cool.
Oh man,
I wanted to go back real quick.
I know we've
been talking about something. Because
rewind, select them.
Digital brand coach made a good point,
and
we got a couple things to get to real quick.
Yeah.
But she said blacks still only make up 11% of the podcast audience. So that makes me think. And then they said we still need to increase black listenership. We do.
We do. Hey,
yeah, we
no
do.
Argument here.
Hey, come on with it. But that makes me to understand the Joe Rogan followership. And idolship, because they be on.
Yo, fam, he is.
Have you ever listened to any of his shows?
I'm all set. It's not for me. No, that's not true. I listened to it. He did an interview with, who did he have on there? And I just found it by mistake, because he was interviewing somebody I wanted to see, and I caught it then. But that's the one and only time.
Were they
I
black
ever
or white?
They were black. I can't.
It wasn't 50? It wasn't Damon John?
Maybe
it wasn't Damon Dash?
It was one of them.
It was one of the big,
okay. Yeah, those be entertaining to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
When I see those guys being interviewed, I don't care who's doing the interview. I'm probably going to watch it.
Right.
So, but like, other than that, it's not for me.
Right.
Like, I respect that he's good at his job, though, but I'm like, it's not that. Normally, his guests aren't for me.
Right. And I understand that. Once again, we represent 11% of the viewership.
Right,
listenership.
Hey, so why would he be catering to me?
Right, exactly. So what do you think, and I know I'm asking you this blindly.
Oh, wow.
She said she interviewed someone. Okay, got you. What do you think it would take to get more of us listening to more podcasts?
Whew. I think we listen. I don't think we have as much content as they do. I'm talking about.
What do you mean? Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna let you walk with
so
this.
So we have how they get in that deal? How Bill Simmons has his deal? Like this, they have so many more, and they get pushed by. The
bigger,
networks that they have a bigger machine behind them.
This is our history, so we know this.
Oh,
right.
We already know that.
Yeah.
That's how I go.
Yeah.
So I think when somebody like just maybe gets behind the machine or gets inside the machine,
right?
Then maybe a deal like Charlamagne's could help improve all this and the shit past that 11%. I think that's what not to deride Joe, but like I think Budden this time, Jose Budden. I think that was his argument. Like, yo, fam, I recognize what I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know what I am.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to let you try to put the value on me. Like, you don't tell me what I'm worth. Yeah. I know what I'm worth,
I'm
bro.
Number one.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
But the shit they were doing to him was so bugged out.
It's
that
so wild.
It was so blatantly obvious.
It's
like,
so wild.
Nigga been number one for 2 years.
Two
and
years
then
straight.
A month before he about to re-up, oh, you're number 19.
Listen, that deal is going to be, so stupid.
Yeah.
That next deal.
No, fam. Everybody knows it.
Congratulations now.
In advance, bro.
Congratulations
Ryan,
now.
Y'all about to kill a game.
Yeah.
And you know I want y'all to get $1 trillion.
Yeah, yeah, I can't wait.
Because I know what that trickle down going to look like.
Ja Prince said he had a good, that's another good point. He said we need to move an entire generation off of the morning show, 19 minutes of content. Where are my ear horns?
Holy shit.
19 minutes of content that we get.
Yo, I'm going to set the screen for you, bro.
Oh,
just
my
keep
gosh.
Shooting.
Oh, gosh, hold on. 19
screens.
Minutes of content into two straight talk hour podcasts.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, he's making great points.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, man, stop making good points. Because he understands this market a lot more than a lot of people. And for y'all who don't know, y'all need to follow Ja Prince because he does a lot of amazing global things out here. But, yeah, it's – can we talk about the morning show nonsense that we've dealt with for the last 40 years in hip-hop?
Do we have
actually,
to?
I don't even think we got time.
Do we have
you know
time?
What?
I'm about to say.
Yeah, we probably don't have time. So we're going to do that. We're going to do
another
episode.
Wrap it up signal from the producer.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to do that because I have so many issues from the greats and legends that I respect from
absolutely.
The Tom Jones. Actually, you know what? It's not even on the
not
individual
even
host.
Not
it's on the format that we allow to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And
yo,
it's a whole nother conversation.
Go ahead, Will. Much like America, it's under a format that wasn't
indeed.
Built for you, bro.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant for you to win.
But the thing is, the thing about that part of the radio game is they follow the numbers. And they still follow the numbers. Because I see a lot of my radio people, and shout out to them, that's where we butt heads. Well, it's a couple areas. That's a couple other music industry areas. And I'm getting a little bit deeper than like most people are here
and
for.
That and your love for Trump.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry.
My love for what?
I'm sorry. That was a joke. That was 1,000% not true.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. So the thing about it is, it does need to be a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of commentary, and I could actually reach out to so many people could talk about it. But the thing about it is, we don't recognize what our value is, even on the airwaves. We allow a lot of stuff that goes on, a lot of the sexually explicit music. Uh-huh. And I'm not trying to get too much that tail.
This ain't a shot at y'all. Listen. Just chill.
Listen, it kind of is, because you know I don't care. People be like, yo, you be judgy. And I'm like, yo, this is what I do. Like, y'all need to be held accountable at some point. So
it's all right to have an opinion, everybody.
Yeah, it's a whole.
Yeah, I don't mean I hate you. It's an opinion.
And see, this is what she's saying. See, this is the reason why we created the DI RadioCast to create programming that supports us. I'm saying it on the air so that people can understand when we do the playback. That, yeah, we're on IG Live right now, but we just want you guys to understand we are approaching this a different way.
Absolutely.
Me and this guy right here, that's a superstar right there. If y'all ain't know, shout out. Yeah, no, it's already cemented. It's already cemented.
What up?
Yeah, we definitely are. So, once again, before we get out of here, Will, who you got? Patti LaBelle or...
Yeah, I'm going with them sweet potato pies. You heard?
Chicken
and waffles is delicious as well. I might have that for dinner. Then I'm for dessert, sweet potato pie.
Oh man, it's so disrespectful.
But yo, we can't get up there yet. I gotta say, rest in peace, man, to Ronald Bell, Kool & the Gang co-founder. He passed away, 68 years old, man. One of the originators of hip hop. That, you know what I mean? Brought the legendary Kool & the Gang into, like that. That's a big deal to me, and I gotta salute you, bro.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Indeed. I'm glad you I guess we're gonna end right there then.
And Giannis. Yo, call me, bro.
Giannis.
Come on, man. Y'all give you Charles Oakley number, bro. He's cool.
He's not gonna hurt you.
I'll talk to Charles. Yo, don't worry about it. You 34 is available, my
Charles name. Oakley may try to punt.
Fam, they let Antonio McDice use that number, bro.
Oh,
they'll let you use
they
it.
They let Giannis get it too.
Yeah, they'll let you all use right. it.
So we'll talk to people, man. When are we here? When are we back? When are we live again?
Each and every Thursday. Got something special coming, Keys, man. Linking up with a lot of big things coming for you guys, man. We got actually hopefully new video coming. Linking with a new company and like just great things ahead, man. And we kind of improved this 11%.
Yeah.
You're
trying to get 11 to at least 22 by 2022. Because I got 22-2 anyway.
Whoa,
hey, do you see what I did? Listen, I come here and I don't play.
Guru!
All right, all jokes aside, we see y'all next week. Rose, thank y'all for tuning in once again. We appreciate y'all so much. We out of here, man. Will, what's the word?
You're...
Hey, we got it on.